All right. Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast, where we engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Mason.
All right. Let's get started. I'm excited.
Man, this is going to be good. So you guys listen, just so you know, we have Mason Duke. This is Tommy's son that we are having on tonight to interrogate him about Tommy and find out some secret things that we wanted to expose on air. So one of those things has already come out, Justin.
Oh, I love it. So those of you that listen know that we've talked before, and Tommy's even mentioned this about himself, so we're not throwing shade, that Tommy will definitely get into hobbies, right? And so Mason shared that there was one time, Mason, what did your dad get into?
Well, he didn't get into it. He thought he was going to. He thought he was going to get into jiu-jitsu when he went and got a uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think only they call one it a, time.
A gi. I think that's the appropriate.
Sure.
Yeah. Does he still have the gi?
I don't know. I think he sold it.
It's probably next to his bicycle unitard. That he got.
Yeah. I think I was going to use it for jiu-jitsu. Now I use it as a robe when I get out of the shower to dry off.
Oh, goodness. It is funny because Mason said it and Tommy has said it. If he's going to start a new hobby, he goes all in, 100%. Yeah,
goes big.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is great.
I wonder what kind of belt it came with to start out with.
I don't know. I mean, it had to be like the Louis Vuitton of gi belts.
Oh, goodness.
It was pretty expensive.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Zero.
So, yeah, I mean, so, he must have been like a white belt if he never got started.
How long ago was this? How long ago?
It's been a couple of years.
So since I've been here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This is fantastic. I got to go find this gi.
I'm just going to say, if anybody's listening, if you know jiu-jitsu, just come up behind Tommy and just start doing just start doing a move on him. See what happens.
Yeah. See what he does. Oh, man. Tommy. That's great. That's awesome. So we have Mason Duke on here with us, the son of stud, Sir Thomas Ulton Duke. And Mason, we have mentioned several times that along with my son, you're graduating high school. You're getting ready to take this next chapter of life. And so, man, we wanted to dive in and talk to you, ask you some questions, see where your head, where your heart's at, and then maybe offer a little bit of advice to you as you get ready to take off. So, man, your dad has talked about the fact that you wanted to fly planes. You wanted to go in the Air Force, but there was this kind of food allergy issue that's kind of closed that door. So, where are you headed now?
Well, right now I'm still gonna go. I'm going to Southeast Missouri as of right now.
Okay.
And they got a pilot's program.
Okay.
So I'm taking that, and then I'm gonna do a minor in ag entrepreneurship because I want to run my own crop dressing company.
Okay.
And so that'll help me know the business of an ag business.
Yeah. Because you've been involved in, you know, all the agricultural classes and stuff in high school and all the competitions.
Yeah,
your dad's been bragging on you. So
in FFA, I'm the vice president and all that.
The blue jacket.
We saw pictures.
Seen pictures.
Yeah. That's awesome. So want to be a pilot, have your own crop dusting business. I didn't realize that was offered. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it just so happens at this same college is where your girlfriend is.
Yeah.
Oh, a little
she
extra.
Was the one that introduced it to me.
Yeah.
And I was not, I still don't know if college is for me or not.
Right.
Why do you say that? I'm just going to go and try it out. I just don't like school, and everybody says college is different. And I mean, yeah, it's a different environment. Still the same work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a little different.
Yeah, especially when you get to pick what you want to study.
Yeah.
Like that's what's a little different than high school, or high school, it's just all the standard stuff.
There's still going to be the unnecessary classes that you have to do it. You know, you just got to get through those. But then once you get to the the last couple of years where you get to focus really on that major and that business and what you want to do, then that's mm-hmm. a little more motivation to dive in and really know it, because that's going to be your career.
Yeah.
So it does change a little bit, for sure. So that's awesome, man. So heading there. So let me ask you this. Where is your head and heart and all of this? And what I mean by that, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What kind of pressure do you feel, whether it's like said or unsaid, that you carry in making this decision and trying to figure all this out? Is college for me? Is it not? Should I major in this? Should I not? Where am I going to go? How much does it cost? All those types of things.
And let's be clear before you answer that. Here's where there's not pressure. We only have like four listeners. So
that's right.
You just share your heart, buddy.
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of pressure because it's what I want to do, and I don't want to be unsuccessful, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just be making minimum wage.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in it and thinking about it, what other fears or pressures come along with this? Where do you feel the most pressure from? Is it on yourself? Do you put that pressure on yourself? Do you feel that from your parents, from your family, from your girlfriend, from all the different things?
I mean, I put a lot of it on myself because I want to be the best I can. But, you know, and I mean, my dad has told me a lot that, hey, you need to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, no, I'm not going.
Right.
So
why do you... What has he shared with you in regards to why he's pushing it so much?
He just wants me to be the best I can, and he wants me to be able to make the most money that I can, and which I get that.
Sure.
And I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, has Tommy talked about, like, just here recently, he completed... you know, his degree and had to do that later in life, you know? And just kind of walking through all of that, like he's trying to save you from that, because it's one thing to do when you're a single guy. It's another thing to do it when you're married and have kids and a career that you're trying to juggle all of that at the same time.
So. He wants you to afford your own gi, you know, that's what he wants, man. He wants that for you. No, but in all seriousness too, I think let me ask it this way. Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. So when you hear your parents, you know, speak about, you know, what they think for you and all that stuff, how do you hear their words, right? Like, do you hear it as like, mom and dad have some wisdom in this area, I should kind of lean in a little bit and kind of take their advice? Or is it kind of, to your point, like, I don't know, it's not for me? Like, how do you kind of process that when your parents are speaking about stuff?
I mean... it's hard to say because it depends on the factor.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think about what they say, but I also think about how I feel and how I've felt about it all.
Yeah.
And even when we went to orientation last Saturday, just sitting there, I was kind of like, I don't know if this is for me. Mm-hmm. I looked at my mom and I was like, I don't know if I can do this for 4 more years.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. It's just something that I don't like to do is just do work on a paper, which, I mean, you're going to do that your whole life, but it's a little bit different when you're doing it as your career.
Mm-hmm.
So who are your current, because your dad, by the way, is not a crop duster businessman, right?
No.
So who are your mentors in this area that you've kind of sought advice from, and are they recommending as well, like, hey, man, go ahead and get your degree, get this out of the way so that you're prepared? Or they're like, you know what, you could do it without it? Or,
well, I haven't really had much advice from them. I mean, so I worked for Anderson Flying Service, and I did that for a while, and that's kind of what got me into it. Was originally I'd been working for my uncle, his crop dusting company, for 4 years, and I was just never interested. I was like, yeah, I'm never doing that. That's like, that's not my thing. And one day he made me go up with him, and he was like, and I was like, yo, this is awesome. Like, I need to do this.
Yeah.
and there's a lot of money in it. And from that, I was just like, I need to try and do this. And my uncle has told me, like, before you make big decisions on wanting to get your pilot's license and do all this stuff, you need to have some lessons first and see if it's really what you want. So he never went to college for his. He'd been to college for a different degree.
Sure.
But not for anything like.
Yeah. 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 We don't know anything about going to college with one idea and then graduating with a different one, do we, Justin?
Oh, man. No. Every 18-year-old is just dead set on their goal. No changes ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Now, there's a lot of wisdom in how many people have gotten their degree, right, to be a teacher, to be whatever, and then they get in the field and they're like, I hate this. Like, I just wasted 4 years of my life and all this money. So there is some wisdom in talking to some people, getting that experience, and really investigating that in such a way that you're like, I know 100% this is what I want to do. This is how the Lord's leading. These are the doors he's opened for me. And I feel very confident I have a peace about pursuing this versus throwing all your money to become a jiu-jitsu professional only to change your mind, right?
Yeah, to hang up the gi, or sell it, you know? Yeah.
But, no, the reason I ask is because, I mean, Justin, I don't know about you, but for me, I had pressure from my parents in the sense of neither one of them went to college, right? And so my dad worked at a factory for 37 years until they closed down, and then it messed up his retirement and all the different things. So all of that, they were just like, hey, listen, you're going to go to college, and we can't afford to send you there. Be smart.
Yeah.
Or be good at sports, get a scholarship some way, because you're going to go, because we want you to have opportunities.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be confined to something with no options. So go and just invest. Like, and so, I mean, I was really scared, you know, because I went into it and I was like, I don't even have them to lean on in regards to like, hey, what classes should I take and how should I, you know, I just had to figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of pressure, I felt like, and then having to work through it too and provide and all the different things. But God is faithful, you know, when you jump in there and you get started and you start talking to people and investigating different areas and just watch what he does and how he opens up those doors is pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I would tell you, I don't know anything about your world, like zero, other than I fertilize my lawn in between the times.
And when
times.
He says he pays someone to fertilize.
Actually, what I meant was I actually fertilize our lawn in between the times the people that we pay when they fertilize our lawn to keep it going. So so I know absolutely nothing. But, I mean, where my mind goes, not knowing your world, I think to Jeff's point, there's wisdom in kind of thinking through that stuff. Because then also, man, you know, there might be things that will absolutely help you with, you know, college courses and all that stuff from a business standpoint that, you know, could kind of push you a little bit forward on the business side of the topic and the area of study, where, you know, somebody may tell you, you know what, hey, 20 years ago, yeah, you didn't need a degree to do this, but if you have goals to do your own thing in the space, whatnot, then it might be that you would need, you know, maybe this education. But those are the questions you ask.
Find the people that say, hey, I've been in this for X amount of years. I wish I would have done this back then. Like,
because
that would have helped me so much, you know, and just asking those types of questions. Because, you know, we discovered this year, you know, my son Jace was taking a dual enrollment class through the union, and he took college algebra, which I was like, I was a math major. I can help you. It'll be fine. You know, but he's great at math. And I was like, man, this will be easy. Dude, it was the hardest math class I've ever seen. It was really, really tough. And, but through it, he did this whole section on like compound interest and financing and all of that. And he was just like, man, this is awesome. I love it. He fell in love with it. And he's like, I really like doing this. And I was like, that could be a great career choice for you. That's what Mr. Justin does, you know, like, so I'm going to have him really kind of sit down and talk with him and kind of figure some of those things out and just see, let him get that experience of like, hey, this is what a day in the life of someone with this type of career could do. And do I want to do that or not? You know, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
Do you feel like the only pressure has kind of been the one you put on yourself?
I mean, yeah, yeah. I feel like that.
Yeah. Not like other pressures were like, you know, oh, well, other people I know are going to a four-year school, you know, friends or whatever. So if I don't go, well, then what does that look like? Like, that's obviously always something that's, you know, on some kids' minds, if we're being honest, especially while there's been this change from like, hey, everybody was pushing, you know, go to four-year college. Well, and now there's obviously more of a focus, too, on like, hey, there's also trade school because you can make really good money and do really great things doing trade stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does any of that sit with you or folks your age, man?
I mean, as far as like going where other people are doing?
Or like not going to a four-year school.
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily how long I go.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that I don't like school.
Yeah.
I can't, like, cannot get
Mason's like,
school.
I don't care about anybody else. I just don't like school.
I could care less what one person's doing. If you're going to college, like, good for you, bro.
Bruh. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, look, you just got to suck it up. And if you just got to do it.
That's true.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had those same conversations with Jace in regards to like, you know, I paint on the side. And so I was like, come paint with me. And he's like, absolutely not. I hate it. Cause I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know how many things daily I do that I don't want to do? Mm-hmm. You know, like there's just parts of life that if you can look at it beyond that, like, man, I know probably in your life right now, you're thinking, man, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And then you're going to blink and you're going to be graduating. And you're going to be like, dude, that went by so fast. That's crazy. And it just gets faster. And so if you can look beyond that, which is hard, I get it. Because I was in the same boat. 4 years felt like an eternity. But man, just in that blip to know that you're done, you've got that degree that's going to open up doors for you and opportunities. That's obviously what your parents see, right?
Yeah.
And so just kind of looking at that and trying to encourage you to think through all the options and not limit yourself.
I would say the biggest thing too is like, I don't know how you feel about it, you know, Mason, but having those open conversations with your parents too, I think that's the other thing. Cause to Jeff's point, my parents didn't go to finish college and not having a resource to bounce stuff off of.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know if I can, if they would even know what to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being open about like, man, here's my question. I'm thinking about this. Even if there's not an answer that comes out of their mouth, just saying it out loud sometimes gets it out of your mind, you know, where thoughts start swirling around and then you get that pressure you're putting on yourself.
Yeah. It's a lot to walk through and think through. And I tell you, one of the things that I got to do last week when Justin and Tommy and Philip were finishing up the podcast was I took Jace. He's going to go to the University of Memphis. And so we went to the BCM there and just to kind of check out the on-campus college ministries and how to get involved and all that. And I know the director, he came down to Columbia when we were missionaries there and stuff. And so we have a neat relationship because of that. And so we went and met him and they had a service outside and it's all student led and all that. And then afterwards they had all these games and stuff they were doing as college students. And it wasn't until we did that Jace, I think, put the pieces together of like when we talk about campus life and what you get to be a part of, like that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like all this community of people that are like-minded, same faith, aspirations and that kind of thing to come together and do life together. And that's a good safe place, you know, to step out on your own and just that accountability that comes with it. And so, man, he just kind of lit up and it was really fun. I mean, he met a lot of people that one night, you know, and I think, you know, it kind of changed his perspective. It helped him understand what we were talking about. Cause when you talk about college, sometimes you know, like they say it's different, but is it, you know, like
it's just papers.
All the stuff, but it really is a unique time in your life that you won't really get another opportunity like it.
Yeah.
And so there's really sweet things to enjoy and get to do and explore. And so it's exciting. And that's what we want for him as well. So thinking about that, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
All right. I know you've got a lot of things swirling through your head, just trying to figure out, am I going or not? But regardless of what the next stage is, whether that's going to college or you just jump right in and start taking flying lessons or whatever. In this next stage, this next chapter of life, what are you setting up for yourself to grow spiritually, to stay connected, and to grow in your faith? What does that look like for you? And in what ways, if at all at this point, just to be honest, are you thinking about those things?
Like what?
Where are you going to go to church? You ain't going to travel back and forth, right?
Yeah. Well, that was one thing that I would have to figure out.
Right.
Because I don't know. We'd have to find places to go and visit, you know? So I haven't really thought about that yet.
Yeah.
He'd fly home, man.
That's right. Yeah.
It's going to get his flying hours.
Yeah, but those are things like I really want to encourage you to start thinking about, because here's what'll happen. Mm. You'll go, you don't have a plan, and then all of a sudden you create this habit of not going.
Yeah.
And man, that's exactly where the enemy wants you, because then you're going to be away from mom and dad. You're not going to have any pressure to go. And it's up to you, right? Like, do you want to grow closer in your relationship with the Lord? Because if you don't, and somebody said this to me and it's always stuck with me, you never drift towards anything. You always drift away. And so if you go up there, you have no plan, and then you don't go and you create this habit, you're just going to drift further away from the Lord. You're going to make decisions that you regret.
Yeah.
Right. And there's consequences with those choices. Right. And it's a lot of people's story in college. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage you to start thinking about that. What is your plan? Who are you going to get connected with? And you've got to enforce it, right? Yeah. You've got to step out and find a place, and you got to step out and get involved in a group and get connected. I think your dad was saying that they've got a pretty strong BCM on campus, right?
I don't know nothing about it.
No, I'm kidding. I think they were saying, that's what he was mentioning, that they had a strong BCM on campus ministry there. So something to be involved with in that regard. Because it is hard. It's a weird transition. Like,
yeah,
you're not a kid, but you're not fully an adult, independent. And it's that weird transition kind of thing where you can make your own decisions, but you do need a little guidance as well in the process. So
yeah, it'll be easy to not do things is what'll essentially be. I mean,
yeah,
because you're making your own schedule. But again, it's kind of the school young adult schedule, you know, where, you know, you're like, man, I can like not go to class if I don't want to. and if I go to class, then after I'm done, I can just like hang out and do whatever. Like I'm going to go do this or do that.
And yeah,
like it is, it's a lot of freedom. And with the right plan and right focus, it can look totally different than just, you know, not having that in place.
Because Justin, in all honesty, is one of the smartest people I know. Do you know what his GPA was his freshman year of college?
Guess, Mason.
Guess.
First semester.
Oh, my bad.
Bro.
First semester. Not the first year. First semester.
I finished strong and well.
High or low?
Dude, context clues.
Okay. like a 2.0.
Oh, man, I wish.
A one?
You're so kind. 0.4, man.
Point four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's because he spelled his name right on his paper, I think.
It's actually because I aced one final exam in one class to bring it up.
Wow.
If you can say bring it up.
There was no place to go.
But I'll tell you, man, that was the trap I fell into. It was kind of like, man, like, I didn't know, do whatever, but I also didn't know if I wanted, like at that point, I didn't know if I wanted to go to school.
Yeah.
And I struggled with like, man, well, like, do I finish? And at this point, like, you know, the clock's running on paying the bills for school. And I'm like, well, I'm already in on this. And, you know, it was just a lot of wrestling with, man, is this for me? And then there was a part, especially at the end of that semester, I'm like, man, I'm only one semester in. Like, now do I buckle down and course correct? And now I've got to redo some things. Mm-hmm. So you talk about writing papers. Like, imagine going back, taking the same classes to write the papers that you didn't want to write in the first place.
Right.
Then you think about pulling the ripcord. But there was just a lot, you know, there was the Lord working in a lot of things before I even realized it was him. But that's where I can sit here and validate, like what Jeff's saying, like those things will be important to kind of have a plan and have that space, you know, to be there with other folks and, you know, share in life with that stuff.
Yeah, I think, and it's going to follow you throughout life. Who you surround yourself with is super important. My pastor told me as a senior in high school, he said, what you do plus who you hang around equals who you become. So just think about the people you're around, right? Mm-hmm. Things they're doing, things you're doing because you're around them. Do I want to end up like this?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of person I want to be? Are they making me more like Christ, right? Am I walking in such a way that, you know, things look different than the world, or am I blending right on in and I just see myself going down this drifting path? Because it's really easy to do. Mm-hmm. It really is. And so we love you enough, man. We wanted to bring you on the podcast to have this time to speak truth into your life, but also to just let you know, man, we're here for you at any time, like throughout life, but especially in this next chapter, man. You're going to make a lot of decisions. We're going to try to stay in touch with you and catch up with you and just kind of check in as far as accountability goes, man. And where are you? Are you staying connected? How are you leading? Here's a question for you. You've been dating for how long now?
It's on the air.
Come on, six months.
Okay.
All right. So how are you leading in that relationship spiritually?
Man, there's some heavy hitter questions.
I got you, man. Wow. The reason I'm asking you is because these are questions I asked my son.
Yeah.
Right? They just celebrated 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm like, okay, well, when you go out to eat, you know, do you pray together? Do you, you know, what kind of things are you guys doing? How are you leading her spiritually? Right? Because those things you don't just wake up one day and be like, all right, here's our plan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those are habits that come from you and your personal pursuit of the Lord that then carry over to that relationship. So,
I mean, I guess we just go to church on Sundays.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's it. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is that enough? Right? Is that enough?
No. I guess not.
No. Yeah.
So let's follow it up this way.
Yeah.
What would you do more of? What would you do differently? Like if you felt like you were going to do something different in that space, right? Because like the reality is everyone has room to improve when it comes to their relationship with the Lord, right? Adults will be the first ones that maybe won't admit, like, man, there's somebody out there, and I'm guilty of it too at times, where I'm scrolling to get to the end of the internet. Like, you never reach the end, right, on your phone. So, like, there are things that I will put in place where I'm like, okay, like, I know my phone doesn't need to be near me at certain times or something like that. I just don't need to even be bothered with it. So, with that, what are some things that maybe you would think about doing differently in that area that Jeff asked?
Well, I would definitely start reading my Bible more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't read it except at church.
Yeah. And even then, somebody like Jeff's up there speaking it to us, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We just got turned to where he tells us to go.
But typically, it's on the screen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, and the reason I don't is just because I don't like to read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's just one big thing that I've always hated, reading.
Yeah. I used to be the exact same way.
I can't sit and just read.
Right. Yeah. Or you read and you don't remember anything you read.
Exactly. Yeah. If I read, I won't remember.
Right.
See, and those are alternatives too, because like we were talking about in our guys group tonight.
Right.
We're going through a, you know, pretty detailed overview study type thing. But like now there's even like videos you can watch that summarize. And look, I'm a visual learner. You give me the cliff notes of something, like I will give you a hug if it means I don't have to read an entire thing. And so like there's videos that'll summarize an entire book. It's like, okay, pretty amazing.
I could probably like do better if I was listening to it or like looking at a video.
Yeah.
Definitely, but
yeah.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, there's no shame in that, man. I think being honest about it is good.
100%.
Because there's a lot of young people and also adults that would say the exact same thing.
And here's the truth. I mean, this is part of your dad's story. You know, I mean, he grew up going to Bellevue, grew up coming, you know, and then after that, a different church, and then here. And he's been in church his whole life. And it wasn't until we started diving into the Word and studying it together and asking real questions that he goes, I've never truly surrendered my life to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and so I want to do that. I want to settle that. I want to have peace about it. And so here you have a man that's grown up, known the truth, has heard about it his whole life, but it wasn't until then that things changed.
Yeah.
And so just kind of looking at that, looking at your own dad's story, you know, there's so much that we want as dads for our kids. Like, hey, listen, and your dad's one of them that will say, here's where I screwed up. Right. Yeah. These are the choices I made that I wish I would have done differently. Please don't repeat those. Right. Do different. Be better. That's what I tell my kids. You know, you can't look at me and say, well, you did that. That's not a justification. Mm. Right. It's a, ooh, I don't want to repeat that. Mm. I want to be better.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the striving that we want, you know, for you as you dive into this is, you know, the most important thing in all of it, regardless of which chapter of life you're going into. How are you pursuing the Lord? You, not your parents telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. How are you pursuing the Lord? Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the game changer. And this is the stage where either you're going to step into it or you're not.
Yeah.
You know? And so we love you, man. And we want you to be wise in this and to know that abiding in Christ, as John 15:4 says, is going to produce that fruit in you to make wise decisions, to be patient, to be kind, to be disciplined, right? Not to go off to school and get surrounded by a group that all they do is party and, you know, play video games instead of going to class and end up with a 0.4 GPA. I mean,
wear swimming goggles on your head at night. You know?
Yeah. Please tell us why you have goggles strapped to the side of your head. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we're seniors, you know, and it's a typical tradition for seniors to play Senior Assassin. And Senior Assassin is a game where you get a group of people that want to play, and then you have it set up. It's on an app, and it's like all your class, the senior class, whoever wants to play. And you get water guns, you get your goggles, floaties, and you have a target every week, a new target every week, and you have to try and get your target out. And if you're wearing goggles, you're safe. Now, there are safe zones that were implemented, like school and church. Right. So I don't know why I'm wearing them. I just left them on in private property. But they can get you on private property if they have permission.
I gotcha.
So, yeah.
Got it. So and I'm trying to track here because we're older. So is it a water gun deal? Or is the app like,
so yeah, you know, like you have to get, so basically the app is telling you who's in, who's out.
And gotcha.
It's basically the structure of the game.
Yeah.
Everybody has, so right now it's purge day. Purge day is
no
typically,
safety.
Typically it's no safety where you don't have goggles or floaties, but this one is where you can get anybody out, not just your target.
Got it.
And that one will show you everybody on the map.
Yeah.
And where it's just your target, it'll just show you and your target. Mm-hmm. And then you can go and find them. And I mean, that's just the basis of the game.
Yeah. But you're not shooting anybody with water, right?
No, you are.
You are.
You
get
a water gun and you go and shoot them.
So the goggles come in.
Why you can't do it at school because you can't have a water gun.
Oh, my word.
It's not school affiliated either. So.
Good disclaimer. Good.
Yeah. And so today there was one of our kids in our class. He's been going on like a 5-person killing streak. Like he was really like, even on the day where it wasn't a purge day, he was running up to people thinking that he could shoot them. He could get anybody out. And He finally got his chance, and he's been getting a lot of people out.
So two questions. Are you still in?
Yeah, I'm still in.
How many people have you taken out?
I haven't gotten anybody out because I've been working. Oh, another thing is your work is safe.
I was going to say, can you imagine somebody got fired because they're playing this game?
Yeah, your work is safe.
It's hard to serve food with floaties on your own.
I can't really see out of these goggles.
Some manager coming over. I'm going to take out those goggles. Not happening. Can't. Yeah. Today's the day.
That's funny. Oh, goodness. Well,
that's awesome.
Man, I want you to know there's going to be times coming up soon that are going to be heavy. They're going to be hard, difficult decisions to be made. And Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So, and that's so true. He's a good God. He loves you. Man, spend time with him. Find people that are walking with him and surround yourself with them. Even when you don't want to, even when you don't feel like it, right? Push yourself because you know that's the best choice. And that's, man, that's the best encouragement I can give you in that is that everything that's been trained in you up to this point is for you to now pursue it on your own. And that's what we as fathers crave for our kids, that you do it sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah.
And so, man, I really do. I challenge you. Let the Lord search your heart, man. And does he have your whole heart? And if not, why not? Okay. Mm-hmm. And man, we want you to surrender completely to him and follow him and let him direct you. And just, man, the sky's the limit, man. You have a ton of experience in this field and all those things that will happen. But will you honor him with it in the process, right? And so that's our challenge to you, man. That's our encouragement to you. We're here for you. As I've told men that are speaking to my son, God forbid something happened to me.
Yeah.
We want you to know if something ever happened, right? Or the last person you want to talk to is your dad about a situation.
Yeah.
You got us. All right. You can talk to us about anything at any time. We love you. We're here for you. And, man, we're excited for you. This next chapter is going to be fun. And we can't wait to see what the Lord does with you, man.
Yeah, man.
So, all right, guys. I hope this was encouraging to you. As dads talking to your kids, just know that they do have that pressure that they're feeling. Help them navigate it by trusting in the Lord. Mason, thanks for sharing with us tonight, man. This is awesome. We love you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.